Hi, this is Digvijay Kanchan, and I just want to say how the transformation has taken in my life and the true living God has brought me out of a control of demonic powers where there was misery and failure and brought me to know Himself where there's life and peace. I'm from India and I stay in Thane, and basically I'm from a Hindu background. We have been brought up in a Hindu culture and we basically are from Mangalore, Karnataka, which is a state of India. And we were taught from our childhood to worship idols, and the idols which we wish to worship are something called as Kuladevas, which are our family gods. We believe that our ancestors' spirits are there within these idols, and we used to worship them right from our childhood. And every year we were expected to offer sacrifices, animal sacrifices to them. And after we grew up, we started seeing that there's less time for us to go every year and to offer sacrifices. And we saw that after we stopped offering sacrifices, things started turning very bad in our house. And financially, health-wise, everything started deteriorating. And I started deteriorating in my academics. And there was a lot of violence in the house. There was a lot of hatred in the house. And we saw that there were many unusual accidents also taking place in our house. So we offered prayer. We offered a puja, something which is to ask the gods, our Kuladevas, that why all these things are happening. So the answer we get from the priest is that you all are not offering animal sacrifices to us, so that's why you all are suffering. So that made us all the more depressed, and we were like, our own gods are doing all these things to us. And basically, I was under a lot of stress at that time, and in search of peace, I started attending meditation camps. And I did a course of Vipassana meditation, which is a Buddhist form of meditation in which you have to meditate on the breath of your nostrils. And what I saw was there was no escape out of it as well. There was no peace which I expected from it. And in fact, something miserable happened and I got addicted to it. And I had to do it every day. Without doing it, I was feeling sense of distress, and that was very unusual and very uneasy, so I used to do it forcibly every day. Sooner or later, I, in search of peace again, I thought of doing something else, and someone introduced me to something called as Reiki. Now, Reiki is a Japanese form of healing in which you can just touch a person without any instruments, you can heal him. And the principle of Reiki is that you channelize the universal energy into a person's body and the person gets healed. So I didn't ask any questions from my teacher, what is universal energy and all these things. But I noticed that I started getting powers once I started learning Reiki. And I could heal myself, I could heal my stomach problems, any kind of diseases, and I could heal my friends, I could heal my own family members. And in fact, I healed my mom when I was quite far off from the house. And she got immediately, within a few seconds, she got healed of it. And she called me up and said that I've been healed of this pain. So my power started increasing and I started progressing in Reiki. And there were 3 degrees in Reiki. I completed the 3 degrees and I became a Reiki master. So for 1 year, everything was good. I became popular among my friends. Everyone started asking for Reiki. And I used to give them all these things. But within 1 year, things started backfiring on me. And Reiki started backfiring on me. And I got addicted to Reiki as well. And I had to do Reiki every day. And without doing it, I was in a more miserable mess than I was in meditation. And I used to feel the side effects of Reiki, in the sense that I used to feel that someone is pulling me from inside out and my head is going to collapse, it's going to burst out. And I used to feel the pressure of my eyeballs is increasing. And at the same time, I used to feel that I could not sleep at night without doing Reiki. I had to so-called charge my chakras, otherwise the energy in me is going to get drained out and I'm not going to get sleep properly. So I used to possibly do it. This went on for 3 more years and I was totally in a mess. And by that time, something happened which really, I never thought that it was because of Reiki, but I thought it was coincidence. But actually now I realize, after becoming a Christian, that it's because of Reiki. This is nothing but a demonic power, and Reiki is something in which the devil heals people, and he's very cunning and crafty in doing so. So no Reiki practitioner knows that it's from the devil. We were taught that it's something called as universal energy. So what happened was, Satan started pulling me into vices like cigarette, smoking, drinking, and using abusive language. And I started getting deeper and deeper into it. I was like, why are all these things happening to me? Because I was never this kind of a guy. I was good to my parents. I was good to my friends, good in studies. So why are all these things happening to me? So in search of peace now, I mean, I had nothing to do. I had done everything. And I landed up, being a physiotherapist, I landed up in a Christian hospital where once while going on rounds, there was an African girl who was being treated by my senior physiotherapist, and she just had a book besides her. And I just had to open that book, and it was the Bible, and I saw the first thing which I saw in that was Deuteronomy 28. In that chapter, the Lord directly speaks to the Jews and says that if you obey me, so and so things will happen, you will prosper, and if you do not obey me, I will have to punish you for that. So something struck over here, and I felt like, okay, this is something unusual, like the God of this book is speaking directly to his people. Whereas what I was doing in meditation and Reiki was very indirect. I mean, I myself was trying to be God. I myself was a mediator. There was no presence of God or demons or any supernatural force, but all these illogical things like chakras and universal energy. So I found it interesting and I wanted to buy that book. Sooner or later, I landed up in one of with the desire to have this book, I landed up in one of the churches. And over there, when the preaching was going on, I was hearing this preaching, and this man was telling about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, why he came and why he died for us on the cross. And when I was hearing, he was saying that that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, something which I didn't know, and that Jesus Christ had died for our sins on the cross, and that whoever believes that he's a sinner and he repents for his sins before Jesus Christ, then his sins will be forgiven and he'll be washed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and he will have eternal life. He will live for eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ, with God, and he will have a personal relationship with God. So I just prayed this prayer. I asked forgiveness of sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ is God, and I asked him desperately that you come into my life and save my life. I didn't realize that by this time that the Holy Spirit had already entered me. And like usual, again I went in the evening to smoke. And when I was smoking, I heard a deep, deep voice within me, which was telling me that you have got the strength to quit this. I was like, this is something psychological happening to me. But I didn't know what was happening. But the next day, when I again went to buy that cigarette, that urge completely was gone. And I felt like I'm going to come out of this. And I saw it for 2-3 days and the urge was not coming back. So I was happy that, okay, I've come out of smoking. But there were many other issues in my life. And the next week itself, the Lord brought me out of drinking as well. And now I was like, okay, something miraculous is happening in my life. So I started attending churches regularly. I wanted to come out of all these things. And Reiki was still there now. So through and through, the Lord brought me to one of my friends, one of the believers, invited me home, and there I had a conversation about Reiki, and he told me that Reiki is something which is not supported by science, and the God of the Bible does not believe in something called Reiki, and the meditation which you are doing of Vipassana meditation is meditation. The meditation of the Bible is meditating on the Word of God, not sitting in a cross-legged position. So, hearing all these things, I was very surprised and shocked. But there was a deep assurance. When he was speaking to me, there was a deep assurance. The Holy Spirit was giving me that you're going to come out of this. But I was like, why should I come out of this? This is something good. But the Holy Spirit, immediately the next day, I came out of it. And all those powers were gone. And all that distress and that sleeplessness and all that misery was gone. So I realized that this is something unusual. I started searching the Bible. And there I realized that Satan is someone who transforms himself into an angel of light. And by the way, the principle of Reiki is that you should channelize white light into a person's body. So that made sense, what the Bible was telling. So life was completely changed. My anger was completely gone. Everything was new. So I was like, this is amazing. I mean, this is something which I've been searching for 6 long years and I never got it. But then I realized that the God of the Bible is a true living God, and the spirit behind the Kuladevas are nothing but evil powers, because God will never expect you to come and sacrifice animals, but he is a long-suffering and patient God and a loving God. So this is my testimony, and my life is completely changed. And seeing me, there are so many people who have come my mom has come to the Lord and she's saved. And there are so many people, like, it's an encouragement to so many people what God has done in my life. And this is my certificate, which I had got from Reiki. What you can see on the certificate is my name and the degree which I have done. Photograph of the person you're seeing on the certificate is of a man called as Dr. Mikao Usui. And he's a Japanese professor. And he's the inventor of Reiki. What you can see on the top of the certificate is a huge tomb, a man inside it, and two cherubims or angels who are guarding that throne. A river which is flowing down from that tomb, and trees on either sides. But this is nothing but the devil trying to mimic the Lord Jesus Christ out of the Bible. This exact, the original picture is there in the Bible in Revelation chapter 22, where the Lord Jesus Christ sits on the throne of grace, and there is a river of water of life flowing from that grace, from that throne, and there are trees of life, and the tree of life is there on either sides. And what you can see is that this is Reiki does not have anything called as trees of life or throne of grace or cherubims. Nothing was taught to us in Reiki regarding all these things, and this is coming out of nowhere. And even I didn't ask my teacher that where is this coming from. But it is nothing but the devil trying to mimic the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, the devil is nothing, he's nothing but a mimic, and he likes to take things out of the Bible, and he likes to take the glory which is due to Jesus Christ. And what we can see on top, from the top, is something called as white light which is coming into the tomb. And I beg of you all, the believers, to please pray for me and for the people who are stuck in Reiki. And I also pray that this thing may, people may come to know about the truth about Reiki and how evil it is.